So next up we have Perry Sorio, and he is with Migrante Canada. He's also with Bayan Canada, and he's going to be speaking a lot about living caregivers, as well as Filipino workers in general in Canada.
Happy May Day, everybody. In other parts of the world today, big or small crowds are gathering of workers to celebrate the resistance against capitalism. So today, whether we're big or small, we must celebrate, because like they said, the speaker have said today, Chicago lead the way. To us, the challenge is to continue the struggle. And this struggle can only be built as we continue to educate ourselves, organize ourselves, and keep on mobilizing until we reach the victory of the working class. Yesterday was a good day for announcement. The federal government announced changes in temporary foreign worker program. We can view these changes in two ways. The first is we can view it as a victory because of public pressure, the arrogance of the federal government, the conservative government, cannot anymore hold on. They have bowed to the pressure. And this is one thing good about public opinion. A lot of people have said they are majority and there's nothing can be done. I always believe the 99% is the majority and not the 1% in Ottawa or in the Bay Street area. So that's one way we should look at the change. It's a victory because finally Jason Kenney said they're stopping the 15% less payment for wages of migrant workers. So that's a victory for us. But at the same time, we should view the change as cosmetic. Cosmetic because it doesn't address the exploitation and abuses that migrant workers are encountering right now. We should continue to advocate for permanent residency upon arrival of migrants in this country. The sad part of this argument and discussion on migrant workers is migrant workers are looked upon as colonizers taking away Canadian jobs. Those are not jobs taken away from Canadians. We know very well who designed this program. We should continue to advocate for permanent residency upon arrival of migrants in this country. The sad part of this argument and discussion on migrant workers is migrant workers are looked upon as colonizers taking away Canadian jobs. Those are not jobs taken away from Canadians. We know very well who designed this program. Capitalists designed this program so that they can really move people and not just only goods. So today, please permit me to read our joint statement that we are releasing. Migrante Canada is an alliance of 19 Filipino-Canadian organizations across Canada, from BC, where we have the victory of the Dennis worker who fought against exploitation of their workers. So we have people from the Filipino groups of Manitoba, Quebec, Alberta, where the temporary foreign workers are now, a lot of them are now destined to go. And of course, in Ontario, the biggest destination of temporary foreign workers in Canada. Bayan's statement says, Bayan Canada stands in solidarity with the Canadian working class. Since 2008, the Philippines have been the top source country for migrants to Canada. Most Filipino migrants come to Canada as temporary foreign workers. We work in the manufacturing, agricultural, and service industries, and of course, in your homes as living caregivers. We are told that we work the jobs that Canadians don't want to do. But we know that this is a lie. We know these jobs because we work these jobs because international capitalism wants to undercut the economic and political power of the international working class. we work these jobs because our lands and national work has stolen from us. And as the Philippines has not been allowed to industrialize, we are forced by socioeconomic need to search for work abroad. Even if that work is demoralizing, dehumanizing, and destructive to our own personal happiness. At current, there are 4,500 Filipinos leaving the country every day. Over 10% of our population live outside of the Philippines. The dire conditions that drive us out of the Philippines lead to conditions where we are open to further abuse. We become vulnerable to profit-oriented goals and whims of recruitment agencies, foreign employers, and receiving governments. Right now in Saudi Arabia, over 4,000 Filipinos are camped outside the Philippine consulate without adequate food and shelter and in need of repatriation after a harsh Saudi government crackdown. Thus, far two have died already today because of subhuman conditions in the camp.
Shame.
That is why we, on International Workers' Day, on May 1st, 2013, we Filipinos stand in full solidarity with the international working class. Our struggle is tied to yours, as certainly as yours is tied to ours. While Filipinos help supply capitalist hunger for cheap labor locally, Canadian capitalism sends its corporations to the Philippines in order to help create the conditions that push Filipinos abroad. Canadian outsourcing companies help stall national industrialization in the Philippines, and mining companies continue to displace people from their lands, help create the conditions for human rights violations. Private militias are hired by Canadian companies and take away Filipinos' national patrimony. Our struggle is your struggle. In Canada, that means that for us already here, we fight for the rights to be treated equally, like all other workers, but it is no fault of our own that we are here. Migrant rights are workers' rights. But more than that, we recognize that our struggle starts at our home. We demand genuine land reform in the Philippines so that peasants and indigenous people have control of all their own lands and future. We demand national industrialization so that our people will no longer need to have to work abroad to earn a living for themselves and to their families. We demand a truly democratic government that works for the interests of the Filipino working people. Stand with us, tear out the blight that brings us all down together, the infighting, the division. Today on May Day, let us stand in solidarity together. Long live international working class. And before I end, let me ask all of you to pause for a moment of silence in honor of the workers of Bangladesh, the 400 workers who died in that building who collapsed. Long live the working class. Long live the Canadian people. Solidarity forever. My name is Perry Sorio from Migrante Canada. I'm the National Vice Chairperson of Migrante Canada, and I've been a social justice advocate ever since I was a student, when I started fighting for tuition fee, the rights of students in the campus, the demilitarization of our campuses in the Philippines, and up to now, even in Canada, I continue to fight and advocate for the rights of all the oppressed people, especially migrant workers who came to this country. And I would like to relate that migrants are here because of the labor export policies of governments like the Philippines.
Spread some poetry into our rally.
He's going to get up here. Now, I want to mark this May Day by reading a poem by a real working class hero, Bertolt Brecht. And I think the best way I can do this, this poem really deserves an introduction, so I'm going to give it one. I believe what we need to ask here is, what is the working class? And the answer is everything. We built this society. We built this community. We built this civilization. The buildings, the monuments, the tools, the inventions, everything is ours. Everything. We built it, we made it, we produced it. From the seven wonders of the ancient world to everything you see around you in this city. All of it was built with the blood, sweat, and tears of working people. Every modern advancement or progress in any field would not have been possible without our labor. We built civilization. We are civilization. And thus we are the rightful owners of civilization in all its aspects. We are not some special interest group. And those who have exploited, enslaved, abused, profited by, and taken us for granted throughout history should know that we will take what is ours. And that's what revolution means. So without further ado, this is Bertolt Brecht. Questions from a worker who reads. Who built Thebes of the Seven Gates? In the books you will find the names of kings. Did kings haul up the lumps of rock? And Babylon, many times demolished, who raised it up so many times? In what houses of gold-glittering Lima did the builders live? Where, the evening when the Wall of China was finished, did the masons go? Great Rome is full of triumphal arches. Who erected them? Over whom did the Caesars triumph? Had Byzantium, much praised in song, only palaces for its inhabitants? Even in fabled Atlantis, the night the ocean engulfed it, the drowning still bawled for their slaves. The young Alexander conquered India. Was he alone? Caesar beat the Gauls. Did he not have even a cook with him? Philip of Spain wept when his armada went down. Was he the only one to weep? Frederick II won the Seven Years' War. Who else won it? Every page of victory. Who cooked the feast for the victors? Every 10 years a great man. Who paid the bill? So many reports. So many questions. And I would end. Workers, never forget the power that is in your hands. Solidarity. Amen. Well, I probably should introduce myself as Siegfried, because that, of course, is my... I do a radio show on CFRU called Back in USSR. And really what kind of got me into this, and obviously my show is very much in tune with these kind of issues as well, because I think, and this really goes back all the way when I was in grade 8. When I was in grade 8, I had a teacher who really went above and beyond the curriculum and basically told me about... and the entire class about third world conditions, sweatshop labor, and really clued people in to third world conditions. That this is not something that is normally taught. It's certainly not at that level. So I kind of got an early start in terms of getting involved in these kind of things. Like, I mean, for a long time, I didn't really know how to find an outlet for the way I felt. Because, I mean, I felt a tremendous sense of injustice being exposed to this. And, like, these are kids, like, in a lot of cases, like, who are working in these sweatshops overseas and who are being exploited to serve this capitalist system, which I know now. I didn't really know so much about that then. But, yeah, it really is a systemic problem, a systemic injustice. And as I grew, as I learned more and more and more, I just, I started to find, like, these groups. I started getting involved in, like, the YCL and, like, the Guelph Student Mobilization Committee. I started getting involved in a lot of different groups, OPERG, you know, of course, doing the show on CFRU as well, as I, you know, going through university and all that sort of thing. It's just more, I just got radicalized. It seems like, as Michael Parenti, a very great socialist writer, once said, reality is radical. And the more you get exposed to what is really going on in the world, the more radical you become. The more you don't take for granted what you are told, say, on the mainstream media or in the classroom or, like, whatever else, the more you learn for yourself about what's really going on, maybe the stuff that really society does not want you to see, the more radical you become and the more really turned on by this sort of thing you become. And, of course, the more you participate, the more radical you become.
Okay, I haven't been writing a lot, so this is the song that you think it is. So it says I bought a house love. And I don't want to share it with no landlord who don't give a damn. Oh yeah, there's my boss. So she says, how are you? Anna says, fine, and you? And the boss ain't your friend until this you understand. You will not be truly free. 'Cause labor is entitled to all it creates. Labor is entitled to all it creates. Labor is entitled to all it creates. So fellow workers, stand with me now. Labor is entitled to all it creates. Labor is entitled to all it creates. Think about that. Entitled to all it creates. So fellow workers, stand with me now. Okay, we're gonna pick it up. So he says, we are cold. Eddie says, we're on strike and la huelga. And we don't like the concessions that they're demanding. Oh yeah, there's the cops. Woo, woo. So he says, why are you here? And he says, workers' rights. And the police officer is in a union, but will it cross the line? Labor is entitled to all it creates. Labor is entitled to all it creates. Labor is entitled to all it creates. Fellow workers, stand with me now. Labor is entitled to all it creates. Labor is entitled to all it creates. Labor is entitled to all it creates. So fellow workers, stand with me now. The bridge, I hope I remember the chords. See, I psyched myself out. These songs won't make the charts, but it's where everything starts. Without workers, now where would you be? Dias en los latinos, voces de la frontera, sin los trabajadores, ¿qué vamos a hacer? ¿Qué vamos a hacer? Now where would you be? So you say, you are free. Let's talk about that for a while. We're free, right? Oh, I see looks of disbelief. So you say, you are free. So you say, come with me. To the front of every picket line, a place where workers have their dignity. So it says, I'll be there. With my fist in the air. Porque la lucha continúa con la gente del mundo. Solidaridad. 'Cause labor is entitled to all it creates. Labor is entitled to all it creates. Labor is entitled to all it creates. Fellow workers, stand with me now. Labor is entitled to all it creates. Labor is entitled to all it creates. Labor is entitled to all it creates. So fellow workers, stand with me now. Solidarity.
Hello again. So I just want to thank everyone who's listening in to 93.3 FM CFRU, Guelph's Community Radio. I want to say thank you for listening to this May Day special, which has been airing since noon. From 12 to 2 p.m., we've been playing speeches and interviews recorded at Guelph's first May Day rally, which was held yesterday in front of the Guelph City Hall on Carden Street in downtown Guelph. You just heard phenomenal music from fellow worker. Yes, and then before that, we played, an interview with Tristan. Before that, he recited a poem. And kicking off the whole set was Roisin Leider with the Guelph Student Mobilization Committee. She did a speech, and Roisin Leider also did an interview after that. And actually, Perry Sorio also did a speech, and we also played an interview after that. So the second speaker was Perry Sorio, and he explained what Migrante Canada, the organization he's the vice president of, was all about. I just wanted to expand that organization, as he said, is an alliance of 19 Filipino migrants organizations throughout Canada, and they work and advocate for the rights of and welfare of Filipinos through education, training, organizing, advocacy, and campaigns. And so in Ontario, there are Migrante groups, so Filipino migrants organizations in Hamilton, based in Hamilton, Toronto, Ottawa, and Barrie. And I want also to mention that Migrante Canada is a chapter of Migrante International, which is an alliance of 100 Filipino organizations worldwide. And in his speech, Perry also, he included a statement released by Bayan Canada, which I mentioned before he talked. I mentioned that he works with Bayan Canada, and I wanted to give a bit of background about Bayan Canada, because we never expanded on what it was, that organization, what their purpose was. And so Bayan Canada was launched on September 21st, 2008, to mark the 36th anniversary of the martial law imposed by the Marcos dictatorship in the Philippines. At the time, the organizers of Bayan Canada wanted to make the link between the U.S. Marcos fascist regime and the U.S.-backed Arroyo regime, scheming to stay in power while perpetrating some of the worst human rights violations in Philippine history. So the aim of Bayan Canada is to formally group together all progressive, anti-imperialist, anti-capitalist, and democratic organizations of Filipinos living in Canada into a strong multi-sectoral alliance. And the goal is to become an official overseas chapter of Bayan in the Philippines, which would only be the second of its kind. So, yes, I want to encourage everyone to stay tuned to CFRU 93.3 FM in Guelph, because we have maybe half an hour or more of superb coverage of the first May Day rally in Guelph. I hope you are learning a lot and enjoying this May Day special. So still to come, we have Eduardo Huesca. He'll be speaking, and he was also one of the organizers of the rally, the first May Day rally in Guelph. At least there hasn't been one for a handful of years in Guelph. So, and then we have more, an interview, part two of Sarah Scanlon, who currently works at Oprah Guelph, an interview with her, and she also helped organize the event. Okay, so please stay tuned and enjoy these promos.